Pat O'Toole of the Farmers Journal. Pat, we were talking there, the line fell off, but we were talking about the latest developments outside meat processing plants involving the beef plan movement, those protests there. We can say with some certainty that a number of those protests have now been withdrawn.
Well, the beef plan have withdrawn from four of the 22 factories that they have had protests at, but there are still protests at those factories. Kildare, Chilling, Dawn, Grana in Kilkenny, Ennis and Nina. So beef plan have said all along that there was a code of conduct, there was a series of guidelines, quite extensive guidelines set out at the beginning, and where that discipline is not being maintained, they're stepping away. But there are still farmers on those gates, and those gates are still closed. But as of, we've just broken a story that Beef Plan have confirmed that they received letters from five processors. We understand they came last night. They were setting a series of conditions in place. They want farmers not to impede people who are trying to come to the factories with cattle. No disruption of trade. They want them to step off the pickets. A deadline, we understand, of 10 a.m. this morning was set. That deadline has not been met at any of the factories, to our understanding. I'm outside Slaney Foods here in Wexford, and there's still farmers here on the gates. The gates are closed. It's one of the five processors that issued letters. The others are ABP, Liffey Meats, Dawn and QPAC. So that would cover way over 90% of the kill. It's the majority of the processors, and it would seem that the processors are acting in concert towards the next step, which is an injunction.
Does it suggest that the fact that the protesters perhaps haven't moved from so many of those plants, that they are now perhaps talking amongst themselves, trying to reach a consensus across what is a very widespread protest or disruption, depending on which side of the fence you're on, but that there may be movement this afternoon that will see those beef processors or those meat processing plants reopen? Or do you read it that we're into a weekend of standoff?
Beef Plan co-chairman Eamon Corley indicated to us that they see tomorrow as being an opportunity for both sides to talk, because no killing will take place. They have said at every turn they will not accept the precondition of lifting the pickets or farmer presence, call it what you will, before talks can commence. That's a condition MII put in place, Meat Industry Ireland, and it's one that the minister seemed to concur with when he contacted both sides on Wednesday. So information is still sketchy. The Beef Plan are a new organisation, and the communication internally within Beef Plan, it's hard to discern exactly what the lines of communication or hierarchy fully are, but certainly Eamon Corley's line was quite clear that Beef Plan intend to stay on the gates. They want negotiations as a matter of urgency, and they believe they should start tomorrow.
So there's a narrow window for arbitration before those companies, as you suggest, go to the courts. We leave it there. Pat O'Toole of the Farmers Journal, thank you indeed for joining us this lunchtime.